Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Joyce, and how may I assist you?
Hi, you say your name is Joyce?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Joyce. My name is Shakira. Hi, honey. Good morning. I'm calling. I have no clue what you guys are, and I got a text message of a charge of $56.95 at Perfect Energy with this number, and I have no clue what is it for.
All righty. Can I start out by getting your zip code, please?
32829.
I do. Thank you for that. And you said your first name was what, ma'am?
It's Y-A-S-H-I-R-A.
Okay. All righty. And for security purposes, could you please verify your address for me?
It's 3437 Cimarron Drive, Orlando, Florida, 32829.
I do. Thank you for that. Give me one second to see if I can locate an account associated with you.
All right. Thank you.
You're more than welcome. All righty. Yes, ma'am, I was able to locate an account associated with you. And I do see it back on the 15th of June that you paid, it seems like $5.74. And that was shipping and handling to actually what it was. It entered you into a sweepstakes to have a chance to win a KitchenAid mixer. And that $56.95 that you're being billed is what they will bill you every month. It gives you 10 entries to have to remain into the sweepstakes. So this $56.95 provides you with entries and having a chance to win that KitchenAid mixer. That
$5, yeah, I have no clue what that is, to be honest with you.
It's a sweepstakes.
But my main concern is, what if my bank card got, you know, hacked into or something? Because I have no clue what you are.
Well, we're actually a third-party call center, and we do assist multiple companies and over 100 different products.
I completely understand, like, what you're telling me, but I don't think what you're understanding is I'm completely shocked at this. So I must have some identity theft going on, so I need to call my bank next and cancel my card, and I need to cancel with you guys, and I need to try to get a refund because I have no clue. I just got the text message, and I'm like, what the hell is this about?
Did you enter into any kind of sweepstakes?
No, I don't do none of that stuff.
Did you get an email? Have you done a survey lately?
I haven't gotten nothing. I don't know. And if I did get an email, I might have think it's spam unless somebody used my email address.
That's fine. Well, I'll go ahead and get you canceled out of this. Give me one second.
Can there be a refund?
Yes, ma'am.
Because I need to call my Fifth Third Bank because this is absolutely unacceptable. And now I need to cancel my card. And this is stuff that ridiculous. And I know it's not your fault, but I'm so glad that I got this text message because I would have never known there's a fraud now in my account.
All righty. Well, I've gone ahead and successfully canceled you out of that. I've gone ahead and issued that refund back to your account. It will appear back in your account in 3 to 5 business days. Yes, ma'am. I'll give you your email. Give me one second. The email that we have on file for you is, I'm not quite sure the spelling of your first name.
My email is yashirar28@gmail.com.
No, ma'am. It has yashira_04@hotmail.com.
Yeah,
that's the email that we have on file.
No, mine is yashirar28@gmail.com. Can you send a confirmation email of cancellation and refund to my correct email, please?
Okay.
And make a note that that account was made out of fraud.
Give me 1 second and let me send a confirmation to your email. Okay. That's a beautiful name as well.
Thank you.
Yashira. All right. Give me 1 second, and then I will type in your correct email.
I can't believe this. This is crazy.
You said Yashira R at what?
It's YASHIRAR28@gmail.com.
I got Yashira R. Give me that last part again.
The number 28.
Okay, 28.
At Gmail.
At Gmail. No, that was definitely not you.
No, that's ridiculous. I'm in shock right now. Like, what the heck? This is like a definitely eye opener how good people are with this stuff.
Yes, ma'am. Most definitely. Alrighty. I am going to send a cancellation notice to your correct email. Alrighty, I've just typed in for them to provide to send a cancellation email notice to the address above, because that is not the correct email, okay?
Okay, and what about the refund?
Yes, ma'am. It will take anywhere from 3 to 5 business days for that to post back to your account.
And that's in the email as well?
Yes, ma'am. To the correct one.
For that information?
Yes, I've typed in that email, so they will actually send that to that correct email, okay?
All right. If anything, I'll call back this number, because I got the number through
the
text message. Okay. All right.
You're more than welcome to call this number back.
I'm about to call my bank next. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Please have a great day, okay?
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, honey.